Proverbs, chapter 12. Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is brutish. The good will obtain favor of Yahweh, but a man of wicked devices he will condemn. Man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be moved. A worthy woman is the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are of lying in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown, and are not, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Better is he who is lightly esteemed, and has a slave, than he who honors himself, and lacks bread. A righteous man regards the soul of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows after vanities is void of understanding. The wicked desires the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. In the transgression of the lips is a snare to the evil man, but the righteous will come out of trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the doings of man's hands will come back to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who is wise hearkens to counsel. A fool's vexation is presently known, but a prudent man conceals shame. He who utters truth shows forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. There is one who speaks rashly like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth will be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. No mischief will happen to the righteous, but the wicked will be filled with evil. Lying lips are disgusting to Yahweh, but those who deal truly are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. The hand of the diligent will bear rule, but the slothful will be put under slave labor. Heaviness in the heart of a man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous is a guide to his fellow man, but the way of the wicked causes them to err. The slothful does not roast what he took in hunting, but the precious riches of man is diligence. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its well-built road there is no death.